Bruce Springsteen, Robert De Niro take shots at Trump during Colbert's second-to-last Late Show. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 21, 2026. Left-wing celebrities Bruce Springsteen and Robert De Niro couldn't keep themselves from taking shots at President Donald Trump during Stephen Colbert's second-to-last Late Show. "I'm here in support tonight for Stephen, because you're the first guy in America who's lost his show because we've got a president who can't take a joke," the withered singer said just seconds after being introduced on Colbert's penultimate Late Show this Wednesday. Watch below. And, because Larry and David Ellison feel they need to kiss his ass to get what they want, Springsteen continued, referring to the CEO of Paramount and his son. While the rocker suggested that the Late Show with Stephen Colbert is ending due to the president and Paramount, CBS has denied political motivations being involved in the cancellation, calling the move a financial decision, given the show's reported $40 million annual loss. "Anyway, Stephen, these are small-minded people. They got no idea what the freedoms of this beautiful country are supposed to be about," Springsteen added, before launching into his 2026 protest song, Streets of Minneapolis. Notably, the 76-year-old wrote the song after the fatal shootings of ICE agitators Rene Good and Alex Preti, which he has been performing at anti-Trump No Kings rallies ahead of his fear-mongering Land of Hope and Dreams American tour. Earlier in the episode, Colbert also revealed the answers to his own Colbert Questionnaire, pronounced questionnaire, the 15 questions he would typically ask guests to help his audience get to know them. But rather than just rattle off the answers, the left-wing TV host had his celebrity friends, including Robert De Niro, Billy Crystal, Mark Hamill, Martha Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, Aubrey Plaza, and Ben Stiller, among others, join him on the show to ask the questions instead. During this segment, De Niro asked, "What number am I thinking of?" Colbert reminisced about how two guests, Ethan Hawke and Meryl Streep, correctly guessed that he was thinking of the number 3 on previous Colbert Questionnaire segments. De Niro struggled to read his response. "I thought it would have been 2.5 million, or 2.5 million. That's the number of Epstein files Trump still hasn't released." At this, Colbert rolled backward in the guest couch, overcome by laughter. As Breitbart News previously reported, the final episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will be on Thursday, May 21. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.